This is Peter Donegan. It's just gone 9 o'clock at night. I'm sitting in my garden, and about 2 minutes ago, a good friend of mine and neighbour, Keane Delaney, called around. Keane had in his hand a sponsorship card, and I'll get to that in a minute, but the challenge that he's taken on is extremely unusual. He's climbing 18 of the highest mountains in Ireland, which was his intro speech. And that's the bit that intrigued me. The fact that he's doing it, doing the 18 of the highest mountains in Ireland in 62 hours, was the bit where I said, hold on a second, this is, it's not exactly a coffee morning, and there are easier ways of doing it. Keane, are you with the programme, or is this for real? Can it be done? Is it achieved? And whose brainwave was it?
Well, it started about a year ago. There was about six lads in the airport, fire station there, and they did a challenge. They completed six of the highest peaks in Ireland in 62 hours. A group came over from England then, and they actually, the record that they achieved was 12 peaks in 62 hours. So we were looking for a sort of a different challenge this year, and we worked it out with the logistics and the planning the route and that we can actually cover 18 of the highest peaks in Ireland over the 62 hours, starting this Friday morning and hoping to finish on the Sunday evening. So that's where the 18 came from.
And I assume you can't just turn around. I mean, as is known to most people in Ballybohol, I did the women's mini marathon, which was 10K, and, you know, I'm a landscaper, I'm a fit enough fella, but, you know, this brings things to a whole new level.
Yeah, well, the guys have been training fairly hard for it. Like, the only way to train for a hike is to get out and hike yourself, you know. We've been training for it now for about a year. It came up over a year ago, so we've been training for about a year, going out maybe doing a hike every 3 weeks, then bringing it down to maybe two every 2 weeks, and then bringing it down to maybe doing two in a day, taking a break for about 4 days, and maybe going for another two then towards the end of the week. So you have to build it up. The training has tapered off now nicely. We've done a couple of hikes last week down around Glendalough, Lug na Cuile. And so just looking forward to the challenge now.
And the other side of this, I mean, I know this is going to be nigh on endurance, but this, I mean, the one thing you said to me was, I had said to you was, God, I wouldn't mind a photograph of the 18 peaks just from a natural landscape point of view. I mean, have you gone up any of the 18 peaks yet?
Yeah, we pretty much, as a team, over the whole team, we've covered all the peaks. I haven't myself, but over the whole team has, between scouting missions and trying to work out the best route to climb them. The mountains down, the Dublin Mountains or the Wicklow Mountains down around Glendalough, say Lug na Cuile, is a great training mountain. We've gone up to Donart, up in the Mourne Mountains, Mealy over Mayo, and Brandon or Errigal up in Donegal as well. So we've pretty much scaled them all at this stage. Just we need to scale them all together now. Is the next thing.
All in the one go.
All in the one go, yeah.
And what's the? I mean, if the weather turns bad, this still goes on.
Yeah.
How much of a? What's the maximum? What's the biggest break you're actually going to get in between all of this?
Well, basically the routine we'll have is we'll be staying in Mayo, and we're starting in Mayo. We'll be down there on the Thursday night, and we're starting, I think it's 5 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. We're climbing Mealy, and when that's completed, we're heading up to Donegal to climb Errigal, and then we're across to the Mourne Mountains, hopefully coming down off Donard around 11 o'clock that night. The plan is to get in the bus straight down to Wicklow to stay in the hostel, hopefully reach the hostel about 1:30. We should be back up around 4:30, 5 o'clock the next morning to climb Lug na Cuile. And then we're heading to the Galtymore Mountains that evening. But that night then, hopefully we'll be finished around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, heading towards the McKillicuddy Reeks then down in Kerry for the final day, which should start around 5 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, hopefully finish around 7 o'clock that evening.
Okay.
So we'll have a support team and that with us as well. So hopefully we won't need them though.
Okay, and if people, this is actually being done as a, by the way, just for those who don't know, it's for the Dublin Airport Authority Charity of the Year 2010, and in this case it's the Beaumont Hospital Foundation. I'll put details up on Friday or towards the weekend. I'll have them up on my own one, www.donneganlandscaping.com. Hit the blog if you want to throw a few bob Keane's direction. Put €5, €10, €2 or £1 in an envelope, and you can post it off to me. Web details at the bottom of the web. Talk to you soon. Take care, Keane. Best luck.
Thanks very much, Peter.